Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
Now to shift your vibration from fear to love in just a few minutes. We all know that life can be super, super challenging. And during these times, as a protective measure, our instinctive survival mechanisms often draw our attention to fear, pain, and anxiety. And of course, understanding the law of attraction, we know that what you focus on grows. And by focusing on fear, we tend to then get more anxiety that we're just going to create more of the same. But how on earth do we then pivot from focusing on what we don't want to what we do want? I am Solara Starr, your law of attraction coach and mentor, and I absolutely love helping you master your manifestations and your life. A very powerful book for me along my journey is a book by Esther and Jerry Hicks called Ask and It Is Given. And I love the way that they explain the concept of vibrational frequencies. And it's kind of like central to their whole teachings, if you like. And the idea is that our thoughts and our emotions emit a unique frequency. And of course, the universe then responds by matching those frequencies with corresponding experiences. And when we are trapped in a cycle of fear, anxiety, overwhelm, negativity, our vibrational frequency then begins to align even more with what we don't want, with those heavier emotions, if you like. And it changes the lens in which we then view the world through, because we're now viewing the world through a lens of fear, anxiety, and negativity. And it means we only then see more of the same. And of course, one of the biggest fears as manifestors is understanding that like energy attracts like energy. We then go into even more fear and overwhelm, that we are then attracting those things into our life. And I'll tell you one thing that made me feel really so much better about all of this in the beginning stages of my manifesting journey was when somebody said to me, you know what, Solara, only 92% of what you fear never ever happens. And I'm like, oh my God, like I've lived my life calibrated to fear. I've looked at everything through the lens of fear. You mean like 92% of everything I've ever worried about and feared would never, ever, ever have come true? And it's like, well, yeah. And it's some really ridiculous small percentage, like, I don't know, like between 2-4% of things that actually do happen. But these are major life events and very, very rare. However, my nervous system's been calibrated to fear from a very, very young age, growing up in Zimbabwe and then Johannesburg, and growing up in a house affected deeply by alcohol and mental health issues. Of course, my nervous system from the get-go was just calibrated energetically to fear. And of course, living in a society that was attuned more to fear than love, and a family that had been in survival mode for a very, very long time, I didn't really have the best start, if you like, from a law of attraction perspective. And I have had to work harder to pivot and recognize when I am focusing on fear-based energies and frequencies, mostly the stuff that I've kind of made up in my head that never comes true anyway. And I kind of live myself in this perpetual cycle of fear of things that I'm just making up and perceiving to be danger, and they're not really. Oh, what a lovely and joyous way to live, I hear you say. When all the time there was all these other beautiful emotions and experiences and feelings and energies that have always been there. Always, 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 always. It's because I was attuned to fear-based frequencies. Of course, that's what I kept feeding into all the time. And even to this day, no matter how long I've been doing this work, I have to always remind myself to choose differently. So before we go further, let's just explore a little bit about the science behind neuroplasticity. So this is the brain's ability to rewire itself. And this is based on repeated patterns of thought and emotion. So I was rewiring myself, all right, but I was rewiring myself to everything I didn't want and everything I didn't want to experience. And then calibrating my nervous system to the stress response. So every time I thought these thoughts that weren't true in the first place, my sympathetic nervous system, my stress response would activate, excrete cortisol, adrenaline, and lactate, which made me then believe the made-up thoughts that I was thinking were true because of the very real feelings I was experiencing in my body. And I think it's Dr. Bruce Lipton that actually explains we become addicted to our own hormonal excretion. So even though there was all this other amazing stuff available to me, I was addicted to negativity, to stress, to fear, to anxiety. It was a calibration that I was very, very much attuned to, subconsciously, of course. But the great thing is, according to neuroscientific studies, our thoughts create neural pathways, just like I've said. So it means that we can actually change our thoughts and what we are tuning into. And the more we focus on other specific thoughts or emotions, the stronger these pathways become. The only thing is the fear-based pathways are all running smoothly and have been operating very well for a very, very long time. This is creating a whole new network and making my other pathways completely obsolete by focusing more and more on cultivating new thoughts and new emotions to strengthen the pathway so I can become addicted to another set of hormones, the healthier set of hormones, activate my parasympathetic nervous system, neuroporeperin, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine. I could get addicted to those, right? How nice would that be? Actually calibrating myself energetically to new hormones and becoming addicted to those. So that my default is experiencing these amazing feelings. But when we're constantly in a state of fear or negativity or worry or doubt or anxiety, all those lovely words that come with that, these neural pathways, of course, they reinforce themselves. They get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. However, the absolutely beautiful aspect of neuroplasticity is that we can proactively and intentionally and consistently, with dedication, I might add, reshape these pathways by consciously choosing to tune into other positive thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which may I remind you were always there. Always, always, always. So, how does all of this tie into the concept of vibrational frequencies then? So, think about it as if you're tuning into different radio stations. And when we're stuck on, let's say, the frequency of worry or doubt or guilt or fear, like I said before, we look at life through the lens of these feelings. Only then noticing more evidence of this in our reality. So we then meet people or have experiences that then resonate with that frequency. But by consciously shifting our thoughts and emotions to tuning into everything else that was already there, I laugh just because it's like, now you tell me. We can then shift into this higher frequency and start tuning into more positive vibrations. And like I said before, get addicted to these other hormonal excretions with the activation of our parasympathetic nervous system. Of course, changing the lens in which we view the world through and seeing more in our reality as evidence of our current vibration of joy, abundance, peace, calm, and love. And thus then attracting people and experiences that resonate with that frequency. All of this stuff, I love this stuff, but it has been a real journey to really get and understand this. And it's one thing understanding it on an intellectual level, but a completely different conversation to actually take the action required to pivot from a fear to love lens. Of course, we've got loads of tools that can really help with that. I'm going to share with you a meditation that I'd like you to take a look at the timestamp as I start this, because I'm going to invite you to go on a 14-day pivoting, shifting experience with me. And we're going to purposefully train ourselves to tune into higher vibrational frequencies so that we can strengthen those neuropathways. We can help our nervous system to adapt to these new pathways and the hormones excreted by them, thus anchoring and embedding these higher vibrational thought forms and experiences. Now, of course, gratitude is an amazing catalyst for change. It's absolutely amazing. So that will be a part of the challenge, because what gratitude does is it acts as such an amazing pollinator. It helps to direct our focus from lack and low doom and gloom to higher vibrational frequencies, joy and abundance. And on our journey of manifestation, like, we're always manifesting. Even when we're in the lower vibrational frequencies, we're still manifesting, and many of us great manifestors. It's learning to become a manifester of positive experiences rather than a manifester of negative experiences, because we are always manifesting. So no matter what way you look at it right now, you, my friend, are a powerful manifester.
Ready to unleash the power of the Law of Attraction? Join our Law of Attraction Advanced Certificate course to become a certified instructor. This comprehensive program empowers individuals, coaches, and therapists to guide others in manifesting their dreams and embracing abundance and joy. Unlock new career opportunities with this fully insurable training. Gain the expertise to empower others in daily manifestation and make a positive impact in their lives and yours. Enroll now and let the Law of Attraction transform lives. Visit the link in the show notes to embark on this transformative journey.
You may just not have tuned into the energetic frequency of what already exists in your reality, the peace, the calm, the abundance, the love, the joy. And when we take certain actions, like this pivoting technique I'm going to teach you today, as well as expressing gratitude for all the amazing things that we have in our reality, we are tuning into a higher vibrational frequency. And of course, like Esther and Jerry Hicks say, the universe responds to the energy that we emit, whether it's positive or negative, whether we want it or whether we don't want it. So by consistently pivoting your frequency, practicing gratitude and kindness and compassion, we elevate our vibrational frequency. And of course, then align ourselves with more positive opportunities and manifestations. How beautiful is that? And it's so important to understand this and actually do the work required in order to change our antenna. So now, this is where I'm going to invite you to embark on a 14-day pivoting energetically shifting and pivoting gratitude challenge with me. Gratitude has been one of the greatest tools I've ever used. If there's nothing that you ever do on a daily basis and you just do gratitude, that is enough to create pollination of amazing and beautiful things. A grateful heart always attracts more to be grateful for. So what I do is, as well as this meditation that I'm going to guide you through, is I take time every day to reflect on, at very, very least, three things that I'm grateful for in my present day. But also, I write down why I am grateful for them. The why is actually really, really important in the activation of the vibration of gratitude. Because if I was to say to you, oh, you know what, I'm so grateful for my home, you think, oh, that's nice. And it kind of ends there. But you think, I'm really grateful for my home. Because it brings me warmth, it brings me safety, it brings me a feeling of peace and calm. And as we go into the why, we really get deeper into the vibration of gratitude. And of course, our feelings are the activator of our higher vibrations and then attract great manifestations. So it really is about learning to get into the feeling and expand this feeling. It takes a bit of practice, so please be very gentle with yourself in the process. So once I've written three things, and I could go on forever, by the way, because I kind of, gratitude attracts more energy of its same to it. So in other words, like energy attracts like energy. So the more I'm grateful, the more things I find to be grateful for. So I could be there for hours on end, actually. And then what I do is I then use this beautiful energy that I've cultivated to focus on three things that I am in the process of manifesting in my future. And I write those down and also write down why I'm grateful for them. But I write it as if it has already happened. So I take something that's I want to manifest in the future. I pretend it's already happened. So I'm grateful for it as if it's here in this moment. And I write down why I'm grateful for it. So by the time I'm finished that, I'm vibing. I'm feeling so much higher and more expanded and more aligned. And my mental health is a lot better. I feel more energized. I am clearer-headed. I feel more inspired. So this practice, it not only reinforces positive vibrations, but also creates a vibrational match for your desired manifestations. How lovely. So what I'm going to do in a moment is I'm going to guide you through a short meditation. And this is designed to be able to help you tune into positive feelings that are already existing in your current reality, no matter how much your focus is on fear or lack. And like I said, this does take a bit of practice. The more you do this, the more you are going to be able to easily access these states. But sometimes you won't even need to think about accessing them because you're going to be living them more and more the more you expand them. So if you're driving on a train or operating any machinery, then I highly recommend that you come back to this a little bit later. Unless you're going to close your eyes and go into deep meditative space, you can actually listen to this on the go if you like, without following the kind of closed eye, deep guided. You can still tune into amazing feelings in your reality. So I'm going to leave that with you to be the keeper of your own safety when it comes to this. And I'm going to say this as if you are at home and you are able to find that quiet space. So this is helping you to tune into the frequency of positive emotions and eventually expand them more and more. So you may want to find yourself a quiet space. And if appropriate, to close your eyes down and consciously beginning to relax your body down. Breathing slowly and gently in through your nose, out through your mouth. Every time you exhale, just allowing any tension to leave your mind, your body, your soul. And every breath you breathe in, just imagine that you are bringing in the beautiful light of the universe all around you, within you. And you may want to sense or feel, or just getting a knowing that there is this beautiful light. Some people see it, some people don't. Either way, it is just perfect. And every time you breathe in, breathing in more of this light into your being. And every time you exhale, exhale with the intention of releasing old emotion that no longer serves you. Being willing and intentional in focusing on new, more positive emotions that already exist all around you. And as you're relaxing down more and more, take a moment now to notice and enjoy positive feelings in your reality. So you may want to just take a moment to notice in your current experience what perhaps feels good or peaceful or calm. And as you focus your attention on what feels good, peaceful, or calm, notice where you feel that. Notice where you feel that in your body. And it may be super subtle to start with. It may mean you need to practice this more and more. But with practice, this gets stronger and more powerful. And even if it's the tiniest amount right now, just take a moment to savor that feeling. Savor what is there. The good that is there, the peace that is there, the calm that is there, the joy that is there. And then notice how you feel grateful for that. How you feel grateful for that good or that peace or that joy or that calm. And now allow yourself to sink into that experience, melt into it, just like you're entering in a really beautiful warm bath. Allowing it to wash over you now. Allowing yourself to open to it more and more, expand into it even more. Filling your body with a sense of calm. And joy and openness. And you may want to stay there and submerge yourself for longer. If you would like, you can now enter into the written gratitude practice. And you may find that now going into your gratitude practice after tuning in this way, you may find that you feel your gratitude even more in your heart center. And the act of gratitude and writing it down takes you even further into that, expands your frequency even more. So, you can either pause this or come back to your gratitude. But this practice, it not only centers you in the present moment, which, if you've lived like anything, lived life rather, anything like I have, you've been in fear-based frequencies for a long, long time. It brings you into the present and actually helps us to realize that right now we are safe. Right now, all is well. And by buying into all of this made-up stuff that we create in our head, it creates a lot of dis-ease in our mind and in our body. The effects that the stress on these made-up thoughts have on our body creates a lot of damage over a prolonged period of time, especially with the toxicity of the stress hormones. So it really is an act of self-love and kindness, bringing yourself into this present moment, knowing that actually all is well, like right here, right now, all is well. And we have so much more to be grateful for than to be sorry for. And now we're aligning to these higher vibrational frequencies. And we now start to change the lens in which we're viewing the world through. And everything that was already there, we're now able to see. And with practice and dedication, you can easily and more automatically attune to these energies. So by choosing every single day, even if you're resisting, even if you don't want to, even if you'd rather stay in bed for another 5 minutes, it's dedicating yourself to this 14 days to change your radio frequency channel to a higher vibrational frequency and journey, and watch your reality transform as a result of it. Anyway, my friends, I would love your feedback on this challenge. I would love your feedback on the shows. I know people all over the world tune in, and sometimes I'm like, oh my word, like this is going way further than I had ever expected it to. And I feel so blessed to be with you guys and share these insights and these tips and tools. I do have a Become a Master Manifestor course starting next Wednesday, 10 a.m. UK time. So if you want to go on an 8-week journey that is going to take you from mediocre to manifesting mastery to help you really understand the foundational principles of the law of attraction and solidify them in order to create a great structure of manifestations going forward in your life, then I would love for you to be on the course. I have put the link in the show notes, so have a little look and see how that resonates. In the meantime, thank you for joining me on this beautiful, insightful, inspiring journey. And I very, very much look forward to being with you at the same time next week. In the meantime, sending you so much love. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.